Welcome back to JR Morning on the campus of Ferris State University. And after a 30-year hiatus, the sound of live marching music is once again filling the stands at Ferris State. The university has revived its marching band, bringing new energy and school spirit to campus events. So far, the band has performed in home football games, the homecoming parade, and the Bulldog welcome for freshmen, marking a vibrant return that's been years in the making. And joining us now to talk about this exciting revival and what it means for the Ferris community is Dr. Daniel Atwood, Director of Bands at Ferris State. Dr. Atwood, it's nice to see you.
Well, thank you so much. Good morning. Welcome.
So it's been 30 years since you last had a marching band. Why so long? Why did it take so long?
That's a good question. You know, a lot of people talk about having, you know, national championship football team here. And when people find out I'm the band director, often they say, well, we have this national championship football team. We need to have a marching band, you know. My response is always, well, yeah, but, you know, as a music educator, as a musician, there's so much more than just the football game, you know, that this band brings to the community and to our students.
Absolutely.
You know, we know this is where they go to connect. It's where they go to disconnect. It's a place for them to have a sense of belonging for the campus. It's some recruitment. It's retention. And then even for a broader community, it just has brought so much pride back to Big Rapids. And so I'm with you. Why has it been so long since we got this band back here? But it's back now, and it's, as I said, bigger than anticipated. So.
How do you start this thing up again? I mean, what are the steps you have to take to begin this program again?
Well, my first year here was to do a feasibility study, just to find out, is it even possible to bring this band back? And then once that was approved, then it went into the process of creating the proposal. I had to do three separate budgets proposed 5 years out and look at everything that we would need for what it would take to bring the marching band back, whether that be instruments, uniforms, the facilities that we need, you know, just every aspect of what it takes to bring the band back. So we went through that whole proposal process. I gave that to the president. Once that was approved, then we had to start all of the purchasing and all of those steps then. So there's just so much that goes on behind the scenes to bring this back.
You talk about the community aspect of this. There was a fundraiser that you guys hosted, and people bought tickets and attended it, and that was a community involvement. They wanted this back.
Yeah. What I hear from the community, no matter where I go when I'm in the Big Rapids community, whether it be Walmart or any grocery store, you know, restaurant, I always have people coming up to me talking about how excited they are to have the band back. And so the community support in what I refer to as our greater Ferris community has been incredible. The concert that we did that was a fundraiser for the band was a rock and roll concert that we did. And people, it was a free concert. People just gave donations at the door, and we raised over $4,000 that night for the program.
Wow. So, and students, just when you opened this up, you just said, hey, if you can play an instrument, come see us.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the most part. I
mean. Yeah, pretty much. I often talk about athletics. They fish with the rod and the reel, trying to pull in those few big fish on the team. You know, we fish with a net. We just cast the net out, and whoever has an interest and wants to be part of the program, we bring them in and teach them the marching technique and everything else. So, Lloyd, there's still time.
Hey.
I know.
He still has eligibility left, I'm sure of it. But when you cast that net, you do get kids that are serious about it, that want to play, that want to be a part of that group.
We do. I mean, the big challenge for us in terms of the students that we bring in is that we have a wide range of students. We have some students who come from very competitive high school programs who compete every weekend. And we have some students in the program this year who have never marched before at all.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that we have a 2-week band camp that happens prior to the start of classes, and the students are here for 2 straight weeks, even throughout the weekend.
There have been movies about band camps.
There have been. Yeah. Yeah. And they start at 9 a.m. in the morning, and we would go till usually at least 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening every single day. So it's a lot of work to get it up and running.
Okay. I have questions about how the band works. You have a song that you like, then you choose the formation, like, or do you think of something cool that will be formed on the field and then you add the song in?
So usually I do the music first. We have some sort of a theme typically every year for the show. And then once we have the music selected, then we go into the process of writing the drill.
Okay. Yeah. The formations that these bands do are just unbelievable. And then my other question is you said you're teaching kids marching formation. How do you teach someone how to march?
Well, there are different styles of marching, too. So we are rooted in what's called chorus style marching.
Okay.
We have a fantastic assistant director, Micah Laird, who we hired this year. Micah has spent 2 years. He marched with, I don't know if you're familiar with Drum Corps International. But Micah marched with the Blue Devils, won two championships with them. And so he's extremely knowledgeable when it comes to the marching technique. But that's part of what band camp is. We teach them what our style of marching is and try to get their legs moving in the right way and get their feet moving in the right way. And then we go into teaching the formations, which we have drill coordinate sheets that students get, so they know exactly where they're supposed to go on the field, what their spot is. And it just takes time teaching that and then cleaning it up and making it look good.
Playing the right notes while you're trying to mark those formations is wild. I mean, it's crazy how unbelievable
it is. So after 30 years, you know, when you revive a program like this, what's been the biggest surprise for you, or maybe your proudest moment?
Well, I think one of the proudest moments was when the band took the field that first time. You know, pregame, we have a pregame show that we do, and we have a halftime show that we do. And so the 2 years for me here of you know, going through the whole process of the proposal and everything, and then once the students were here, finally seeing that actually take shape on the field and see the joy that the students had in terms of being a part of that, I think that's probably the proudest moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've played with the Temptations and Davy Jones and the Monkees, and I mean, you've played with all of these stellar musicians, well-known, awesome musicians. How does that compare to what you're doing now? What do you gravitate more towards, teaching or playing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I enjoy both.
That's the right answer, Ferris. You hear that?
I enjoy both. The rock and roll concert we mentioned earlier, that was a band that I put together here. If I can do a quick plug, we're going to be doing another one of those concerts on November 23rd at Williams Auditorium here. So, again, free to the community, free to the public. It's just a donation. It'll be 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the 23rd. But, I mean, all of it kind of blends together. You know, it's all about the community that you build through music. And, you know, I still have contact with some of those musicians that I've performed with over the years and still meet up with them once in a while and do some shows with them on
occasion.
Still jam once in a while. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest things for the marching band here, too, is just seeing the community that they're building, the family that they're building in this organization.
I'm sure that you get good feedback, I'm sure, from the students, the alumni, and the community once this band came back. I'm sure you're getting great feedback, too.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was just mentioning to one of the people here earlier, I received an email yesterday from a retired band director who happened to be at the game this past Saturday, and he sent me an email just talking about every aspect of the band and how much he enjoyed seeing the brand new uniforms and the discipline that the students have on the field and in the stands and the music that they're playing. And, you know, as I said, our thing is to create a college game day atmosphere. And so the music that we play on the field is also, it's upbeat, it's popular, it's fun music that people will recognize. And so that's the goal. We just want to make the Ferris community and our surrounding community proud of this program.
That's cool.
Dr. Atwood, we appreciate you coming in and telling us about this band. We're so happy it's been revived, and we're so happy that you're at the helm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up, the state has ordered 8 online casinos to cease operations. I'll tell you who they are coming up next on JR Morning.